I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. A shooting was reported today at an Eastern Idaho middle school that injured two students and a custodian, and a male student has been taken into custody. Jefferson County Sheriff Steve Anderson says the victim's injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. Police were called to the school around 9:15 a.m. today. Multiple law enforcement agencies were on scene. Students were evacuated to a nearby high school, and parents lined up to be reunited with their children. Rigby is a small city in eastern Idaho, about 95 miles southwest of Yellowstone National Park. The middle school has about 1,500 students in 6th through 8th grades. The attack appears to be Idaho's second school shooting. Back in 1999, a student at a southwestern Idaho high school in Notice fired a shotgun several times. One student was injured in that incident. Legislation that curbs Idaho Republican Governor Brad Little's authority during declared emergencies like the coronavirus pandemic is headed to his desk. The Senate on Wednesday voted 28-7 to pass the bill that's a reworked version of previous legislation Little vetoed. Shortly after, the House passed the bill on a 48-8 vote. The earlier version of the bill was vetoed by Little, and the Senate was unable to overcome that veto. But Senate leaders say Little worked with them on the latest measure, and they anticipate his approval. The watered-down version of the measure is intended for states of extreme emergency and replaces an entire section of Idaho law having to do with emergency declarations. It limits an Idaho governor's ability to alter laws, take away gun rights, prevent religious and other gatherings, and limit people from going to work during emergencies. Emergencies lasting longer than 90 days would require the involvement of the legislature. Currently, a governor can renew emergency declarations every 30 days without the legislature. Three other bills having to do with the governor's authority during emergency declarations also headed to Little on Wednesday after being approved by the Senate. Those bills involve more localized emergencies like fires or floods. Combined, the three bills replace another bill Little vetoed that would have limited a governor's emergency powers. Little hasn't said whether he would veto these measures. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. Health officials in Idaho are trying new methods to encourage people to get vaccinated as interest in COVID-19 shots starts to wane. The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare is giving up to $9 million in grant funding to encourage private health providers to host vaccination clinics. The effort came after the state lifted restrictions and is allowing anyone to receive vaccines, even if they are not residents. Idaho has administered more than 1 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine so far. About 34% of the population 16 and older is completely vaccinated. But the number of doses being administered has dropped, falling from 95,000 the week of April 4th to about 63,000 just 2 weeks later. As a result, the state's allotment of vaccine from the federal government has been reduced. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Idaho is estimated to have higher rates of vaccine hesitancy than many other parts of the country. The agency estimates about 25% of Idaho residents are vaccine hesitant, the fourth highest rate in the U.S., behind only Mississippi, North Dakota, and Wyoming. A fire broke out in the boiler room of the Clearwater Forest Industries Mill in Kooskie Tuesday night. CJ Thompson has more.
Idaho Fire Marshal Knute Sandel says that after completion of the scene investigation, they're confident that the cause of the fire will be ruled as accidental.
We learned that the building at the mill was in the process of being demolished. We're still doing some follow-up, but we strongly suspect a workman's torch from earlier in the day was the cause of the fire. We've been cutting some pipes and beams and whatnot, and we believe a piece of slag had dropped and went undetected and lit some combustible material on fire. The fire originated on the second floor and it progressed downward. The loss is difficult to determine at this point because the building was being torn down, but unfortunately there was some storage on the first floor, so we're estimating that the loss of the building is about $75,000 with about another $20,000 loss in contents.
The old boiler had been decommissioned for 30 years and had been set for removal or a possible rebuild. From Orofino, I'm CJ Thompson reporting.
The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.